by Foundations of Writing on the Academic Agency. To write clearly will help you to think clearly. The ability to communicate ideas in lucid prose is foundational to success in many areas, and it is a basic requirement in every walk of life. You will learn the parts of speech and come to understand the core functions of the English language, sentence construction and syntax, punctuation, style, and common mistakes. Once you see how mistakes are made, you will not unsee them. You will know for the rest of your life. Foundations of Writing. Buy it now.
I came across a thread on Twitter today. Here's how it started. Enough politics, abs time. This post had almost 60,000 likes and over 800 replies. Now we're going to come back to those replies in a moment. I don't care about who this person is. Before I even start, I want to head off four degenerate copes that I just know some dweeb in the chat or the comments will be trying to make. Let me save you the trouble and list them. Number one, what's wrong with abs? Do you want girls to be fat? Number two, you're just a boomer who doesn't get the tomboy abs fetish subculture, bro. Number three, if you're against this, it's obviously some insecurity on your part. Number four, stop getting triggered and acting like a prude, bro. They're just being ironic and exaggerating, trying to wind you up. Well, listen.
Fuck all that.
So just stop, okay? Enough with these justifications and copes. Don't want to hear them. I don't care. I've heard it all before anyway, when I focused on the femboy issue and the anime to porn to trans pipeline last year. Now many fewer people doubt what I was saying back then. And so it shall be with so-called tomboy abs and this absurd trend that we're seeing. Both of these things, the femboy and the tomboy, point to a deeper existential malaise in a culture that has seriously lost its way. And before you libertarians start, it's not fucking kink, okay? It's not a private matter. It's not a case of what goes on in the bedroom. So please shut up for a second while the natural law is laid down. This is a civilizational matter because we are a civilization under both tremendous attack and in steep decline. Therefore, it matters that our young women are trying to behave like men in this way, and it matters even more that our young men are responding in public and under their real names, mind you, like this.
I think we've reached peak wank.
Now, because people are stupid, I can't just let this picture speak for itself. I'm going to have to really spell it out so that even Billy at the back of the class can get it. The woman is built like a man. The man is a little snake wimp on his knees in the classic blowjob position. And to cap it all off, she's holding his head. There's even a variant where she calls him little boy. This isn't some one-off response. This is a cultural phenomenon big enough to be a meme. But it should be clear that the tomboy abs is a gateway to fantasies of complete gender reversal. This young man wants to put himself in the position of a teenage girl serving a bigger and more masculine man. He is abdicating his responsibility as a man and asking the woman to be the man in his place. In other words, he is verbalizing his desire to be feminine, to become a woman. Now, because it's 2021 and people are extra specially stupid in this day and age, I'm going to get another reply to ensure that you really get it. I'm going to bash you over the head. Remember I mentioned Conan and his sledgehammer? This video is me wielding Conan's sledgehammer, okay? So let's look at this one. Here, Nikki responds to the picture of the masculine woman with a degenerate anime meme of what appears to be a schoolgirl squirting milk from their genitals. Now Nikki imagines himself as a schoolgirl with a penis exploding at the sight of a strong woman. if you look at the written text, it is also written in a particularly girlish way. I'm so horny right now. Let's do some more for luck. Here's a Japanese-looking girl, posted as the point of view character from the male Twitter user licking the tomboy abs. This is the complete inversion of Laura Mulvey's male gaze. This is the female gaze internalized by young men. Here's another variant. Here, the man imagines himself as a young anime girl with a fucking ponytail poking their tongue out trying to lick the toned stomach of a muscular woman. This is why the terrorists hate us. Now, while I don't want to see a single comment defending this shit, and I will delete them if I see them, I cannot blame the young men and the young women who are the victims of this. Yes, it is true that male and female traits are biologically rooted, but there is some slack there which culture picks up, and whatever slack is there, our culture is pushing to breaking point, inducing problems of internal identity on young and impressionable men and women who live dazed and confused by all of this, addicted to porn and this sort of gender-bending nonsense on a daily basis. I'm led to believe that the likes of Count Dankula and others have tried to normalise and defend all of this. This isn't something that should be defended. It's ultimately terminal for civilizational prospects. It is quite literally training men to think of themselves as women, to ape the behaviours of women. And when the barbarian does invade, can we be sure that these men will shake it all off and fight, or will they drop to their knees with their tongue hanging out? This tomboy rubbish is just the tip of a much deeper iceberg that infiltrates Zuma culture at every level, especially in porn, but also in all of the other degenerate forms, you know, the forums, the anime, the 4chan, all of the gamer spaces, and so on and so forth. This sort of thing is just the everyday life. Another cope that somebody gave me is, oh, don't react to something on Twitter. Let me tell you something. Twitter is real life. It's more real, and it affects real life more than anybody expects. How can anybody have lived through the past 3 or 4 years and not think that Twitter is real life? Of course it is. This is what young men are spending their time doing. Don't give me that. Cope. Now, it's hard to blame anyone, particularly on an individual level, because the cultural messaging they've been getting since the 1990s has trended in this direction to greater or lesser extremes. Let me read some of the lyrics of a song that I grew up with, Girls and Boys by Blur. Love. Now, what is the traditional answer to all of this? Let's see what Julius Evola says in Revolt Against the Modern World.
We know that every traditional civilization is based on the will to order and give form, and that the traditional law is not oriented toward what is unqualified, equal, and indefinite, or, in other words, toward that impersonal mix in which the various parts of the whole become promiscuously or atomically similar, but rather intends these parts to be themselves and to express as perfectly as possible their own typical nature. Therefore, particularly with regard to the genders, man and woman are two different types. Those who are born as men must realize themselves as men, while those who are born as women must realize themselves as women, overcoming any mixture and promiscuity of vocations. Even in regard to the supernatural vocation, man and woman must both have their own distinctive paths to follow, which cannot be altered without them turning into contradictory and inorganic ways of being.
Already, Evola rules out the prospect of the manly woman or the girly man as contradictory and inorganic. Self-actualization in the traditional concept is about realizing yourself as your own gender. Men must realize themselves as men, and women must realize themselves as women. Now, what does that mean exactly? Evola continues.
I have already considered the way of being that corresponds eminently to man. I've also discussed the two main paths of approach to the value of being a principle to oneself, namely action and contemplation. Thus, the warrior, the hero, and the ascetic represent the two fundamental types of pure virility. In symmetry with these types, there are also two types available to the feminine nature. A woman realizes herself as such and even rises to the same level reached by a man as warrior and ascetic only as lover and mother. These are bipartitions of the same ideal strain. Just as there is an active heroism, there is also a passive heroism. There is a heroism of absolute affirmation and a heroism of absolute dedication. They can both be luminous and produce plenty of fruits as far as overcoming human limitations and achieving liberation are concerned, when they are lived with purity and in the sense of an offering. This differentiation of the heroic strain determines the distinctive character of the paths of fulfillment available to men and women. In the case of women, the actions of the warrior and of the ascetic who affirm themselves in a life that is beyond life, the former through pure action and the latter through pure detachment, correspond to the act of the woman totally giving of herself and being entirely for another being, whether he is the loved one, the type of the lover, the aphrodisiac woman, or the son, the type of the mother, the Demetrian woman, finding in this dedication the meaning of her own life, her own joy, and her own justification. This is what bhakti or fides, which constitute the normal and natural way of participation of the traditional woman, really mean, both in the order of form and even beyond form, when it is lived in a radical and impersonal way. To realize oneself in an increasingly resolute way according to these two distinct and unmistakable directions, to reduce in a woman all that is masculine and in a man everything that is feminine, and to strive to implement the archetypes of the absolute man and of the absolute woman. This was the traditional law concerning the sexes according to their different planes of existence.
Evelus suggests that men and women won't ever truly find themselves, so to speak, unless they adopt either the path of absolute affirmation, that's being a warrior, a man of action, as a man, or a lover, that is giving herself over entirely to a man, as a woman. And the other path is the path of absolute dedication, that's being an ascetic, essentially one who transcends and overcomes sensual pleasures as a man, or a mother, that is giving herself entirely to the child as a woman. The hardest aspect for the liberal mind to understand in all of this is that those paths represent ultimate freedom in self-actualization for any of us. And everything else, all of the other temptations in life, which modernity throws our way and sells to us as freedom, is a trap. Now, when I say the liberal mind, I don't just mean Democrat voters and communists or something like that. I mean me, you, all of us. Me, you, and everyone watching this constantly defaults to thinking in a liberal way, because these are the waters in which we swim. This is how we've all been socialized from the second that we were born. We default to thinking of Evola's traditional edict here as being overly austere and constrictive in its prescriptions, and therefore we immediately try to find exceptions or counters or way to justify having a more enlightened or modern view of the matter. Now, Jonathan Bowden once commented on this tendency to try to find the liberal cope. Let's just listen to him for a moment.
I think the point to make about vanguardism is whenever anything happens, people in other groups and people in other vanguards and liberal humanists in our own group, because the previous speaker said quite truthfully that it is indigenous liberals who are our real enemy. Indigenous liberals are always the enemy. Liberalism within ourselves is always the enemy. It exists even in people who regard themselves as radical to a certain extent. We've had liberalism in an uninterrupted way for centuries. Russia's never known a liberal regime. And whether one likes it or not, the politics of contemporary Russia have a lot to do with the fact that they've never known a period of liberalism. You could argue that since the restoration of the monarchy, in the 1600s, we've known nothing but various forms of liberalism, most of which linked to various elements of the Protestant religion during that time. But until about the 1950s or 60s, most forms of Protestantism retained residual, illiberal, and patriotic ideas, as for a period they did in a very sectarian way in Northern Ireland. So all views have their liberal side. Even hardliners have their liberal side, which they have to guard against, and guard against chipping away at them. Liberalism also feeds on indifference, and indifference to the future, and indifference to the generations that are coming in the future.
Did you hear that? Liberalism within ourselves is always the enemy. Liberalism also feeds on indifference. Indifference to the future and indifference to the generations that are coming in the future. And this is what I notice most when I scratch on these little issues of degeneracy in the culture now and again, like I'm doing in this video. There's always a contingent in the audience who'd rather I didn't look, who'd rather I didn't care. Why do you care about this academic agent, they'll say? Why do you care if some silly Zoomers want to lick the abs of masculine women? I care because I care about future generations. I care because I care about this current generation. This is not a healthy place for our people to be in. And you should care. And when you try to fob me off and get me not to care, whether you know it or not, you're working for the interests of the enemy. Because, you know, the enemy want this to happen. A people is more pliable, easier to manipulate, if you have a generation of confused, girlish men, and a generation of even more confused, mannish women, constantly locked in a battle against their true natures. It is satanic. And when you cope and try to ward off and explain away this shit against the vanguard of the right, you're doing the bidding of the regime. You're acting as an apologist for their inversion of tradition. You're acting as Satan's little helper. And this shit right here corrodes the soul. Now, I saw one of the best lines I'd seen for a while in my Telegram group earlier from Ananon. And this, thinking like this, is how you must crush libertine and libertarian pushback on all these moral sorts of questions. He said, "We hate the left because they enforce an evil morality, not because they enforce morality." Yes, 1,000 times yes, Anon, correct. And morality must be enforced because, as you may see eventually from my speech at the recent event, if it's ever uploaded, culture is downstream from law. And this culture is downstream from a law which categorically cannot distinguish between men and women at a legal level. A law which actually punishes attempts to conform to or to enforce traditional views on gender, such as Evelyn's. It's not a private matter. It's not something that's just up to individuals and all that other shit that you're going to give me. It's my business and it's yours if you care about your civilization. And just before I made this video, some little dipshit on Twitter wrote this. He said, "What's wrong with womanly abs? This is how conservatives lose the younger generation. You are the Puritan of our time." Well, let me just tell you this. If I was in charge, the regime would force you to stop being such a... I am aware that Susan is listening. But if you are a young man watching this, who wants your girlfriend to be a man and who wants to act like a teenage girl in the safety of her bulging biceps, you don't belong on the right. The correct place for you is to be marching with Antifa against the natural order of things. Get out of here.
Now available at the Academic Agency. Sharpen your analytical mind and your argumentation skills with Foundations of Logic. The course draws on the ancient wisdom of traditional logic that students learned for over 2,000 years, from the time of Aristotle through to the medieval schoolmen, right down to the 20th century. Sign up now for a free preview lecture.
Be sure to like this video and subscribe. And if you really like my content, maybe consider joining the channel or donating or maybe even buy a mug. I am grateful for all of your support. Now get out.